Hey boys, it's me, Eli.
Hey, it's Daniel over here.
And we got here to talk about some more fighting game stuff because apparently the fighting game fans just keep on eating well.
Oh,
We
yeah.
are eating well.
Like, if I had a nickel every time that Nintendo had something to show off for the FGC, I'd have two nickels, which
Three
is
if you
funny that it
count
happened
Kei.
twice.
No, we're not
What?
counting Kei
Wait.
on that one.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you say that about
That's
KI.
okay. Dude,
Now,
no, okay, so whoa, holy crap, holy crap. Okay, so just to let you guys know, we were originally gonna record like the week that was announced. But we kinda got busy in real life, so we decided to do it, the current week we're recording now. And we got some more news. What the fuck?
yeah, so not only did Capcom Fighting Collection 2 get announced, but we finally got word that they're finally bringing in not just Capcom Fighting Collection 2, but also the Marvel vs. Capcom Collection over to Xbox now.
Yeah, no, that's kind of the insane part, ain't it? It's just that that's been, okay. So let's go over a lot of the stuff about bombing the fighting game collection. Obviously, the first thing we got to talk about is the fact that we got the release date for Marvel's Capcom Fighting Collection, which is when,
Very,
Daniel?
very soon.
Very soon,
Like,
digitally speaking.
digitally, like, I'm pretty sure like the moment this episode goes up, it'll be available digitally on all platforms. And then
Exactly.
it releases physically in November if you wanted to keep a copy to make sure that,
I thought it
no
was a
online
month
service keeps it
after.
away. Was it?
Was it a month after? I thought it was in October.
Oh, no. It was November. I think there might be something else in October, but yeah.
But if you want, and if you want the game physically, what do you get, Daniel?
You get a special comic book detailing of what happens or why this crossover occurred between the two companies.
Yeah. So, boy, I've had a nickel for that. I get two. No, really, I'm not even kidding that. So, if
Yeah, well, MVC3, right?
you, yeah, it was for NBC3. You essentially get, you got a comic, and I have that comic somewhere in this room. Maybe I'm not, but essentially, I do believe that you will be getting that kind of comic. A comic, a special comic, only for a few people who ordered it physically, right?
Yeah, so you want to make sure you get the first batches to get those. So if you have it yet, pre-order it because again, it's Marvel.
It's Marvel, baby. Yeah, no, it's that thing sold out real quick, and I sold out, but the pre-orders went high when that game was announced.
Oh no, definitely. And I started like waiting at the edge of my computer just to add it to my Amazon account just to pre-order it
Same
right
here.
away.
Yeah, no. I even got a notification about, like, are you sure you want this? Like, yes. Yes, give it to me. Like, I was literally Fry in the meme where I just take my money, man. Just take it.
Yeah.
Take it. Just take it away from me. But no, yeah, no. So that's kind of like the big news that not only were we getting that for Marvel's Capcom, we're getting a cool comic. We got the release dates. But then that same week we found out about the release dates, we got another information, which was, what was it, Daniel?
Oh, what was it out? Oh, that's right. Capcom Fighting Collection 2.
Fighting Collection 2,
Yeah, so not
which
only are we
has
getting
what games?
Capcom versus SNK 1 and 2, but we're also getting some of the most requested 3D fighters games that we wanted to see come get a re-release in a long time, such as Power Stone 1 and 2, let's see, Plasma Sword, the sequel to Star Gladiator, Project Justice, the sequel to School Rival Schools, and let's see, I mean, you got Capcom Fighting Evolution, I guess, but
You know,
you
it's
know.
funny. I've played Capcom Fighting Evolution
I'm so sorry.
in Mexico.
I'm very sorry.
I wish that sounds very much like, yeah, that sounds about right. Like one of those cabinets that just happens to have like a bunch of games in them.
Yeah.
One of them is Fighting Game Collection, and I'm not gonna find Capcom Jam, whatever. And I'm just like, this game feels weird. This game is really weird. I think you actually played a dinosaur in that game, right?
Yeah, and I think that's a weird thing too, because I don't think that dinosaur is actually playable. It's one of those bosses that you fight in Red Earth, I
Yeah,
think.
that was weird. I was literally talking with my brother, and I was like, "Did we play this game? This looks familiar." I was like, "I think we did," and we both confirmed the fact that we did play that game.
Yeah, like, I don't think we should go into details that much because I'm pretty sure
No.
everyone has talked about it to death about how
No.
much they hated it and why they
Yeah,
didn't
no.
like it. But yeah, so.
If you want to know how bad it is, I think Matt McMuscles, the YouTuber, has a video on that. And like any other like fighting game content creator will tell you like how bad that game is.
Yeah, Maximilian Dude, Justin Wong, list goes on. Even you find like people that are not into mainly FGC YouTubers like this guy Justin Wang. I recently came across his tweet online saying that I remember going to a rental store once. I thought it looked cool, so me and my friends rented it. We all regretted renting it.
Yeah, it's that bad. But no, yeah, so we're essentially getting a new another fighting game collection, which means the first one sold pretty well, because
Yeah.
that's the only way we can get a second one.
Yeah, oh, and there's actually one more game I forgot the list. It's a Street Fighter Alpha 3 Upper, which if you don't know,
Oh
it's the
yeah.
final update for Street Fighter Alpha 3 that was I believe was
Was it the
released.
final? I thought that was Max. I thought Max was the final one.
Well, the final arcade release.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not going to
That makes
include
some
all those
sense.
some of the max characters like I believe maybe Maki and Eagle.
Was Ingrid in that? I don't recall.
I don't think so now.
No, because most of the time when I played Alpha 3, I think it was just basic Alpha 3. I wasn't upper or anything.
Yeah, no, so this is the first time we're actually getting Upper here released in the States.
That's crazy. But no, yeah, so this is kind of crazy that in the span of a few weeks, in a month or two, we are getting two fighting game collections. Again, that means that the first one sold very well, because I know a lot of people were asking whether or not it would sell well. But considering the fact that not only are we getting Capcom Fighting Collections 2, which has CVS2, CVS1, which that in of itself is kind of crazy, because that is a game that's not only made by Capcom, but it has licensed characters from SNK.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like, whoa, so you guys are good. I knew Terry was good. I knew Terry and Mai and Street Fighter 6 is good, but like now we're getting these guys too. Like what?
Yeah, man,
That's
like
crazy.
yeah, and it's crazy to think too, because like now everybody's buddy. I mean, you got the guys from Tekken being friends with the guys from Street Fighter, say West and K with Street Fighter, and then again Arika as well. So they're all cool and they're really like friendly
Yeah.
to each other about lending each other, characters to the guests appearing on in their stuff. And now we're finally getting re-releases of the older stuff now.
And like it's one of those things where I think we talked about this before. This is why, buying these is so important. We want to make sure that they're and not only everyone gets a chance to play these games, but also for preservation reasons why.
Exactly, and everyone like deserves a chance to play try out these games, man. Because I remember I've been wanting to play Rival Schools for the longest time, but to actually get a
Same.
physical copy of that, I think it was like $300 on
And
PlayStation
it's
and
only on
Dreamcast.
PlayStation, right? Was it
Wait,
only on PlayStation?
I think so. I think the first Rival School was only on PlayStation because I think what was it? Power Stone was only on the Dreamcast.
Yeah, which like I knew people who play Power Stone. I've never heard the game because I never like grew up around the Dreamcast. I always grew up around like Nintendo and Sony stuff. Makes sense. And so I kind of knew like Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom kind of stuff. So, but I never knew anything about Power Stone. I never really heard of Star Gladiator because that was more of a 90s thing. Like,
Yeah,
and
like
I mean, yeah, I was born in the 90s, but I was like a kid in the 90s. So it's like I had no connection to this.
yeah, and I think it's pretty cool for us too, because like I wasn't that familiar with the 3D stuff either, like Star Gladiator, and the only kind of reference I have to it is like MVC2. I believe Hayato
Same.
was a character in there. Jin, what from Cyberbots, was in I only first heard of him from the first MVC game. So like finally being able like to try these games out with explore more of the characters' backgrounds, the lore of their stuff, and again some of the
Oh
other
yeah.
characters from the games too. It's awesome.
Oh no, yeah, and which is and like I said, we just for preservation reasons, make sure it's exclusive to anyone, which leads into the next big thing that came out of this, the fact that Xbox is now in it now.
Yeah, so it's been kind of a weird issue with Xbox for a while now. I remember like with Baldur's Gate 3, they had to delay the release because Xbox mandated that the Series X and Series S versions has to be, coming out on the same date and pretty much out of the same version. But they had to talk with Microsoft to, make an exception for because there was some reason like I forgot what it was regarding the Series S version, but they were able to get it out. People love it. Xbox player finally got to play that game of the year, and then yeah, just recently, as we were talking about on the previous episodes, we were talking about how like they were pretty missing out on so many games. Again, back with Marvel vs. Capcom collection, and now fighting game collection too. And suddenly we got news that they're finally gonna bring them over.
Yeah, but the thing is, and this is like the monkey's paw, where like where you're getting the game, but you're getting them a year late.
Yeah, so you'll have to wait a little bit, 2025, but better late than never.
Oh no, yeah, I mean just that's fine for most people. And like that if you didn't get a chance to get the comic book copy, you could probably get the in the Xbox version, that's all I'm saying.
Yep, and if not, hopefully it'll be included like digitally within the game itself, kind of like how the MVC3 comic is that you could read through the gallery.
It's kind of crazy that we're kind of in this unprecedented time for fighting games where we're essentially getting everything we had in the past that was never ex like accessible. Like Daniel said earlier, he never got a chance to play Star Gladiator, neither have I. Rival Schools, I've only heard of it in passing. Really? I don't recall there is there a Rival Schools character in Marvel vs. Capcom?
Guess if we're gonna cheat Sakura from a Street Fighter.
Technically, yeah. But I know
Yeah.
there's like one character from, I forget his name. It's not Batsu, because the only character whose name I remember.
Because I don't think there was a Rebel Skull character in Marvel vs. Capcom. I think the only character that made it to a crossover game was Batsu in Tatsunoko vs. Capcom.
He wasn't that, but I was also gonna go with the fact that there is one Rival Schools character. I don't remember. I don't know his name, but he's like wears on an all white suit, and is in CBS2.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I don't know his name though.
My point exactly,
Yeah.
because we don't know much about Rival Schools, but now we have the chance. Granted, it's the second one, which I do find it still being kind of weird that it's the second one and not like the first one. But I
Same
feel like
with
there might be
the
some.
yeah, same with the Star Gladiator, 'cause like Plasma, what was it again? Plasma Sword?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why they changed their names like Stalkers. It's weird, but yeah, so we're only getting the sequels for Star Gladiator and Rival Schools, which is a bit odd because you'd think we would want to be introduced to the first one as well. Because I mean, Power Stone 1 is going to be in that in the collection,
Yeah.
but I'm guessing it's because they use a different kind of arcade board. I might be wrong on that, so I'll have to double check on that.
Yeah, no, it might be like just like a mo not a modding, but like an issue of trying to get like to work on modern stuff. Where like I
Yeah.
know there's some games that like if you were to like ch change to modern, it kind of affects the gameplay a lot, or like just the way the game is.
I think it's just the hardware because, like, I believe all the games that are 3D are running on the Naomi stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so probably the
Gotcha.
first games are running on a different engine or a different hardware.
So it might be a little more difficult to transfer it.
Yeah, so they probably need like more time to make a good emulation of those games.
That's fair.
So we can always hope for a third collection.
And that brings us to my next question, like a third collection, because like what would it be? Like what games are missing?
Oh, let's see. I really hope, but I doubt it because Bandai, whenever they see an anime IP, they just get the license immediately and do nothing but horrible things to them. I want Capcom to re-release JoJo's Bizarre Adventure
You
and
and everybody, like I think we were able to find like not a modded one, but like a ROM one or something. It was like a really crap, not a crap. I want to say crappy, but you know, it wasn't really a good port
yeah,
one time.
like. I don't think we would even get an English port of that either, because
No.
it was called JoJo's Venture, and I don't think the updated version Heritage for the Future was ever released in the States. I think only Japan. So if we were to get those, we would probably only receive the Japanese ROM for that. Same
I have no problem with that. I mean,
with like with Vampire Savior 2.
yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Because I'm
Yeah.
perfectly fine with that. But again, the best thing about this is that people are getting a chance to play games that they've only heard about, seen, but now they get to experience those games. So like I think the prime example with Final Collection 1 is like Vampire Saviors, Darkstalkers kind of stuff, right? I've never played one. I've always known about it because Marvel's Capcom, right?
Yeah.
Playing it now, I'm like, yo, this game is fun. I'm not good at it, but this game is fun. Like it is so dumb fun. And like I love John Talbain. I love the werewolf kung fu guy. He's so cool.
No, yeah, like a lot of characters are awesome there. Like for me, it has to be Jedha. I just like how He's a evil demonic dude who can just literally grab you, like rub you on the floor bleeding, and then pretty much like slam your body to a contract.
It is one of those things where, like, damn, they did him so good in Infinite. I know we all have issues. I know all people have issues with that, but hey, you gotta admit, did a good job with Jetta.
I mean, yeah, just wait for the mod, from Max and his modding team to, to finish the work.
Oh yeah, no, just wait for that. Now, I think the next thing I want to talk about is like the importance of getting these games physically at this point, because chances are this might not happen again.
Yeah, no, like, I see weird things happen in life. I mean, same with Max when he was talking about it before. I thought I had to get used to the idea that we will never see anything relating to Marvel versus Capcom ever again after Infinite, and I just have to move on with my life and stop thinking about it and stuff like that. And then out of the blue, like, they came back with the collection. I was like, oh my God, they're bringing it
They're
back.
back. And like, not just that, it's games that like people I know that have never played those games. Because like I would tell people like, oh yeah, no, I love Marvel Super Heroes. That game is so much fun. And they're like, what? What are you talking about? Like Marvel Super Heroes, the fighting game. There's a fighting like that isn't just Marvel's Capcom. Like, oh, you mean like yeah, because they would be like Marvel's Capcom, like, well, that one, yes, but also this one. It's like, what? It's like, dude, that game is like super nuts. And I kind of love it. And like now they get a chance to play this. Not only that, Children of the Atom, Marvel's Capcom 1, Street Fighter, X-Men vs. Street Fighter, all these games that people have never like heard or touched, they have now had the opportunity to touch. And I know that people like never heard of these games because like I was think about how in these guys I knew back in college who like were reacting to Infinite like, no, Marvel's Capcom was always 3v3. Why they go into 2? I'm like, bro. Nah, you go back to X-Men versus Street Fighter, 2v2. They're just bringing it back. Stones, we had gems in Marvel Super Heroes. It's like it's in a way, weird way. And if Infinite was kind of like a reminder of the past, so like that's kind of like why I'm very excited for this game, and like why I have to be why I, like I'm very much supporting this game, and I'm definitely gonna buy maybe more than one copy because, yes.
No, I mean, same with you, man. I'm probably gonna get it digitally on my Steam account because I want to play it as soon as it comes out digitally, and then
Dude,
and then I'll get my PS4 copy, as soon as it comes out in November.
I need to decide which one I'm gonna have a PlayStation copy and which one I'm gonna have an Xbox copy, but I do know at some point I'm gonna maybe get a digital one just because I want to go ahead and play it. Like, I just want to play that game so bad. But no, like, it also brought me to the realizing, like, and like, I know some people will say, like, well, just buy the digital version. I'm like, yeah, but there's something about having a physical copy that's probably preserved a lot better.
Like,
Because that's something I've seen a lot too.
you got to keep in mind and remember this. Like, I think we might have discussed this before, but I want to remind the audience again. When they lost the license, everything was pulled from the store.
It
NBC2, NBC
was.
Origins, NBC3. It's a We were lucky to get Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. When Infinite was coming out at the same time as well, so we got that, and luckily we still have that as well. So we don't want a repeat of that again, because
No.
because
There
again, like,
there's
that was the closest thing to people could get actually getting Marvel versus Capcom 2. It was on a 360 and a PS3, because again, the Dreamcast version, it still goes up very high back then and right now, because it's so sought after.
Because it
Even the
becomes
crappy
harder to
PS2
find.
version was sought after.
It becomes harder to find, and like yeah, the prices would go insanely high if you just happen to find an old copy. Like I just happened to find an old copy of CBS2 at like my local con, and I'm like, yes, I'm buying that. And this is might be my only chance to ever see this game again.
Exactly. I think the guy that's selling his basic it's like a weird like box copy of Marvel vs. Capcom 2, but inside it's actually the digital code. I remember always looking at it at eBay every once in a while, and I might be wrong. It's been a long time since I checked on it, but I wouldn't be surprised if that box is still available for sale on eBay right now.
It would not surprise me because that, I mean, digital, it's kind of like a risk now.
Like that thing, I think it might have been
So I
like
would
at
imagine the
least more than
code for
200.
it expires at some point.
No, exactly. That's right too. Cause like code, like voucher codes, they expired, eventually over time. Cause I remember like I was Guitar Hero Live came out at the time for me. Didn't like it, so I jumped onto Rock Band 4 playing, and then I tried to get as much DLC as I can. And then I found out that you can get the DLC for an older track pack. So I had to sort out and find those codes and those track packs to get the oldest DLCs. And luckily I did too, because apparently I found out those codes did eventually expire.
Yeah, no, there's, like I said, there's an importance of getting a physical copy, which is like, again, I know I understand the convenience of like digital and stuff like that, but this is one of those situations where like, people, you gotta go out buy a physical, because chances are you probably won't see this again. Plus, buying a physical would probably mean a lot to Capcom, because you know they're looking at this and being like, should we bring another Marvel's Capcom game? Should we bring another CBS3? Like, yes, please. Good Lord, please.
Yeah, man. People bought it. They loved it. I wasn't expecting much because even though a lot of people want Darkstalkers to come back, hopefully with the Fighting Collection, they're getting an idea of yeah, fans are still interested. We just got to figure out when and how we're gonna bring it back.
I mean, even if we don't, this is gonna be the last time you could ever chance to, for especially for new fans, to try it out. Like, it might not be the best version, but it's probably the version that you will probably end up enjoying the most. Because was there ever like a physical release for Darkstalkers? Because I'm not even
Well,
sure.
I know Darkstalkers 3 was on PlayStation.
Yeah.
I think they were all only on PlayStation. Maybe the Saturn, but I would have to look that up, 'cause the Saturn, it was heavily ignored because of weird choices they made. But yeah,
Yeah.
they see some releases, but very few.
So like, yeah, be sure to get a copy, because that's kind of the thing. Now, I guess my next comment would be, will this mean something for the future? Because I think whether or not we get that is up in the air, for a Darkstalkers, because I feel like Capcom just kind of wants to prioritize the main one, which is Street Fighter. But considering how buddy buddy they're now with SNK, and I'm hoping Marvel. I don't know, because the story, the horror story, I wouldn't say horror stories, but the stories between like Marvel and Capcom during Marvel's Capcom 3 still lingers in my head. I'm like, do these two guys want to work again together? Like, do we? Do they? I don't even know.
I don't know how it is now, but back then it was pretty well known that pretty much the relationship is pretty much strained. Yeah, but hopefully new things are to come now.
Yeah, because I think Marvel, this is me speculating, this is not me, stating the truth, but I think Marvel kind of now noticing, like, we have a game division, we can market this, we did a pretty good Spider-Man game, the what was it? Ultimate Alliance 3 sold pretty well. And I think there's another Super Marvel game that came out that people are excited for.
I
I'm
see.
blanking out.
I know there was a few that people slept on because we were thinking things. Like I remember Guardians of the Galaxy was a
Was
surprisingly
the one I was
great
thinking.
game that I feel like the Avengers kind of ruined the reputation of because it was also being published by Square Enix, so they were thinking it would be the same thing. And then I actually own the game myself. I just need to find time to play it. Marvel Midnight Suns.
That one was pretty good.
Yeah, like people were at first weren't into the idea of of a card
It's
based
XCOM.
game. Yeah, like an XCOM card, a card based XCOM basically. And so people kind of waited to hear think about things and they just forgot about it. But Midnight Suns, from what I hear, is actually a surprisingly great game.
And I know a lot of people are excited for the Wolverine game. That preview for Captain America Black Panther game, whoa, that got people hyped.
Oh yeah, 1973 was it or 63?
I think something 1940 something.
Well, yeah, like around there, yeah.
Yeah, World War II era.
Yeah, it looks very like, oh, it looks amazing, like the details and everything into that
Now,
trailer that we saw.
here's my question. Are we gonna get a CBS 3?
I feel like it's a strong possibility for it. Again, as I mentioned before, I would love to see JoJo's Bizarre Adventure get re-released again because when it got re-released on PS3 and 360, it was literally up in the store for 1 year, and that's it. And
Was it?
yeah,
Damn,
well,
dude.
yeah, because their license was running out. It's like, well, let's make the most of it before we lose it. And yeah, and then Bandai got it, and gave us All-Star Battle, and it's fine, but
Yeah, no, I've seen All-Star Battle. That's pretty all right.
like
Ain't gonna
it's
lie.
good. Like, it gave us a bunch of characters, which I thought was amazing, but yeah, like gameplay wise and everything, Capcom did it better. But
There's something about 2D fighters that did just didn't just kind of feels right for some. I mean, Namco can do 3D fighters, but for a reason can't nail any of the anime ones.
yeah, I mean, at least it's better than Jujutsu Kaisen, but
That didn't even last a year.
yeah.
Lasted longer than what was that game? The one that just came out as they're refunding.
Like, I mean, there's a bunch that did, and so it's busy.
Concord, I
Oh,
remember.
Concord? Oh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like the older anime fighters, man, because like all of those, they're just different paint jobs and stuff, like One Punch Man, My Hero.
Holy shit. My Hero had two games. That's the crazy part.
Yeah. And oddly enough, I thought Demon Slayer was Bandai, but no, it was actually Sega.
What timeline have I been in? I don't remember this at all.
No, like this was like a while ago, but yeah, I digress. So yeah, JoJo, I would like to see. Definitely would love to see Rival Schools and Star Gladiator, the first games that we're missing out on.
Oh no, yeah. I'm totally down, especially to Star Glitter, because that was always kind of a cool one. It's basically just Capcom's take on Star Wars.
Yeah, and then if we're lucky enough, maybe Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
Now, see, that has to be in the Cutvine Collection 3. That has to be in that.
Yep.
That and like maybe Tekken Cross Street across Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Maybe that's gonna be an up in the air one.
Maybe I find it really hard. Right. As much as I love to see Street Fighter Cross Tekken again, I don't think it might happen. Oh, I keep forgetting about this one. It's actually the sequel to Cyberbots, Tech Romancer.
Damn. Now, there's a lot of games that can go for another collection, but the question about those, and I think that's also the reason why we don't see a lot of the first game ones like Star Gladiator, because I think that's some legal stuff going around with that.
Like, is there like
I heard there was some legal stuff going around with that one. Like, I know
it would have surprised me, because like Final Fantasy VII,
Rivals.
that's also like a weird legal nightmare too, because like not only you have to get the copyrights for the game itself, but you also the music, and I think maybe the characters too, they're completely separate, so you got to get find the right people to talk to for, I guess, like the music in the games too.
That's crazy. Yeah, I think the reason, one of the reasons why maybe for Rival School, from what I've heard, is that because Rival School has a anime opening that uses like a song that's not made by Capcom, made
Oh,
by
like,
someone else.
oh, okay, I
Yeah.
see.
Yeah, because I
Yeah.
think the intro song is like, which maybe now made me think of realizing it. Maybe Tekken Cross, Street Fighter Cross Tekken will have it because they have that one song by Black Tide or whatever it was called.
No, yeah, Honest Eyes.
Yeah, and I'm like, is that band even still around?
It surprisingly is. I mean, believe it or not, like that. When he dropped the first album, they were still in high school. So, I'm sure they're still around.
Sure, it's still around. Yeah,
Yeah.
my bullet for my Valentine, or what is it called, is still around. That's to tell you. Like, I
No,
remember I
like.
found out that band was still going. I was like, they're still going. All right.
No, yeah, like you never hear from those bands anymore, but found out that oh, they are still making music. Oh, I mean, okay. That's cool, I guess.
Maybe
No.
that's how you know I fell out of that.
Yeah. I think probably the biggest hurdle for Capcom regarding to any other games, it's going to be Tatsunoko versus Capcom, because
Oh, that's a nightmare.
no, it is going to be a nightmare, because for let's take for example, let's say the modern anime favorites like Dragon Ball or Naruto. Like Naruto, I mean, formerly it was a Funimation, but after they merged with Crunchyroll, now Crunchyroll has that, and then Naruto is with Viz Media. Same with JoJo's Bizarre Adventures and some of the other like Shonen Jump stuff, and I believe One Piece is with Crunchyroll as well. So
It is.
now imagine that, but it's with older anime, and if you watch older anime, then you can know how much of a pain in the ass to watch all. The older stuff that are licensed out. Like, I forgot what it was called. I think it was Mech Robo. I might got the name wrong, but somebody has a
There's
license to.
Tekkaman Blade, who that one's a tough one. There's Cars, which is another tough one.
And let's see, I'm trying to remember the name of this one, but it's like, I think it was Harmony Gold that has the right to a mech anime where they had it.
Macross and another one, because
Yeah, and they just
it's
flat
like
out
two other
refused.
ones, yeah.
They just flat out refused to like make re-release it or something. So I'm re
No, it's illegal. If you're a mecha fan like myself, you know that the Harmony Gold issue, it's just.
Yeah, so imagine that with older anime. So it's a lot harder to track down who owns what, and it requires like a lot more time. And I remember like the guy that was in charge of like helping distribute the games here in the States. He had to go like look everywhere trying to figure out like who owns the license to what for Tatsunoko.
That's a legal nightmare right there.
It is like and then I was surprised too, like because I think they're just talking about the characters that would they added, but they couldn't because of the legal nightmare here in the States,
Yeah.
like Samurai Pizza Cats, for example. I think they wanted to add those characters, but for some reason, like there were some legal issues with the characters that they weren't able to include the characters.
Well, yeah, because they're also Tatsunoko is basically like. Imagine if, for those of you don't have an idea of it, if, imagine if like, if there was a Capcom versus Toei. Toei is an animation studio that makes a lot of anime, but some of those shows, either they make in-house or they get it from another, group. Like for example, One Piece
No, yeah,
is
like
made by Eiichiro Oda,
like
so.
One Piece, Dragon Ball, and sometimes they'll be in a outsourced work to help out with some stuff like more famously like Batman the Animated Series.
So like they themselves have like some legal stuff around some of those shows, so that kind of like they have to get permission from those other people. It's a whole legal stuff. We're not gonna get into it.
Yeah, so the fact that we named like Harmony Gold, for example, being a rather obscure like company now, not known a lot by it unless you're really into this stuff, it shows you like how difficult it's going to be, just to find the people,
Yeah.
because there might be a company that owns a Tatsunoko license for a show that we might not even know about.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like I remember Cars because that was that one time where it showed up on, I think it was a Sci-Fi Channel or whatever. But to put a cap on that, no, yeah, this is basically like an amazing accomplishment for any fighting game fan, because it's like one of those things where, yo, we were able to get this game, especially again with like SNK versus Capcom versus game.
Yeah.
That it's in itself, it's insane. Because there was a point there where SNK was just kind of like, where you at? Right. I think that's a good place to put it at. Stop on that. Anyways, guys, if you heard what you enjoyed, what you heard, be sure to follow us on all social medias, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We do have a YouTube where you guys can like, comment, subscribe on there, and a Patreon for any form of support. Just look us up on there. And yeah, it's been me and Boy Lai.
It's Daniel.
And you guys have a good one. Peace.